Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head football coach Tyler Cade. And coach, another disappointing loss to end the regular season as you travel to Sperry to take on the Pirates, and lost in overtime 48-45, and seemed like that game kind of just went back and forth.
Yes, it was a tight game all the entire way through. You know, defensively, I wish we would have played a little bit better to give our offense some more snaps. But, you know, at the end of the day, I was really proud with the effort that our kids gave. You know, they fought the entire game, never gave up, you know, and, you know, I was really proud of the passion our kids displayed. Unfortunately, we came a little bit up short on an overtime situation, but it was also a great learning experience for our kids. That was the first overtime game we played, and, you know, hopefully if we ever get in that situation again, our kids will understand and handle it a little bit better.
Offensively, again, piling those points as usual. And, you know, offense has just done a great job this year, especially, and we talk about this day in, day out, that offensive line, it really gives a lot of credit.
Yes, they do. They did a great job of opening holes for Hunter Brewer, giving Blake time to throw the football. So, once again, I was proud of the way our offensive line played. Also proud of the way our receivers blocked. You know, we threw a lot of quick screens, a lot of hot routes outside. And our outside receivers did a great job of blocking their corners and giving our slot receivers, you know, time to get upfield and time to run. So I was really proud of the overall blocking effort across the board from offensive line to also the receivers. They do a great job helping us on the screen game and helping us in the run game as well.
And that allows Blake Timmons to have time throwing the football instead of being rushed all the time.
Yes, yes. And we got a lot of different blitzes thrown at us from Sperry. So I was really proud of the way our kids picked it up and adjusted to it and did a great job of pass pro and giving Blake time to throw the football.
Defensively, I know they gave up 48 points. That certainly has to be a disappointment for you guys. But it sounds like to me that there was it a little bit better this week than it was last week?
Yes, it was. I thought our tackling was much better. You know, we played downhill and we played fast defensively. You know, obviously, I want more stops than what we had. But we did tackle better. We didn't play on our heels or as far as we didn't hesitate defensively. I feel like our kids knew it was coming, and we did a good job of getting the right spot and playing downhill and making tackles. Now, obviously, we're not happy with giving up that many points. You know, and that's one thing we're talking about this week. We have to do a better job of eliminating the point total of the offense and do a better job of getting the ball back to our offense quicker.
So focus on this week as you begin your quest for a 3A title. And traveling to Cushing to take on the Tigers. Tigers ball club 9-1 overall this year. Their only loss came against Berry Hill, whom end up winning the district title in our district. But what do you know about the Tigers, and what's your keys to the game?
What I know about them is they're big and physical. You know, they have big offensive linemen. They're going to try to knock you up in the line of scrimmage. They have some really talented receivers that are big on the outside. So they have really good size for a 3A football program. So I really respect what they've done this year. You know, but our kids are ready for the challenge. You know, we're ready for the challenge with our line of scrimmage guys, with our offensive linemen, defensive linemen, and our DBs are ready to take on those big receivers. You know, as far as what they do defensively, they're a 3-4 defense. We've seen that plenty of times this year. So I feel like our offensive line and our offense is comfortable playing 3-4. You know, they have some great athletes on both sides of the ball. But I know if our kids come out and give effort, and give passion and show the toughness that they have, and us as coaches put together a good game plan for our kids to put them in the right position, we'll do just fine. So, you know, we understand the challenges in front of us. We've played some great teams in our district this year, like Berry Hill, as you mentioned, and also Claremore Sequoia. So I feel like we've seen some teams on the same level as Cushing, and we were in the game with those guys. Now we're just going to be able to finish the deal against Cushing.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Hey, best of luck to you and the Doggers this Friday night at Cushing, and hopefully to get a good win and move on to the playoffs.
Yes, our goal is to go out in the first round of the playoffs, hopefully get a road victory and have a chance to host a home playoff game round two. And I know our kids are excited about that, and our kids know what's on the line, and I'm excited to get in the playoffs and see what our kids have in store for us.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck to you on Friday.
All right, thank you, Adam.